You're tuned to WQCS 88.9 FM. I'm Kenrick Thomas. Have you ever imagined your parent or loved one leaving to go to the store and never making their way back home? That was the case earlier this year. An 85-year-old Port St. Lucie man who had Alzheimer's went missing, and law enforcement officials recovered him in Georgia. Some people don't know the dangers of someone driving with Alzheimer's, according to Patricia Strickland, the co-owner and president of Home Instead Senior Care in Port St. Lucie.
Well, they're just going to the store. They're only going 2 miles. That's okay, but it's really not okay.
A silver alert is a public notification system that alerts people in the area of an elderly endangered person. In December of last year, a record high of 25 silver alerts were activated and 165 in the year of 2013 alone. Some of the common warning signs of someone driving with Alzheimer's: stopping in traffic for no reason, unable to see pedestrians, and even driving on the wrong side of the street.
Those are all similar, you know, characteristics of somebody that's, you know, driving impaired or someone that may have dementia or Alzheimer's.
That's Mark Wysocki of the Florida Highway Patrol. And the most common sign he notices from someone driving with Alzheimer's is driving way below the speed limit.
Well, they can cause accidents, of course, if you're driving too slow on the interstate system. You know, the interstate system speed limits are 65. So if you're driving too slow, you know, people are going to approach you and not realize you're traveling that slow.
Alzheimer's is a progressive disease of the brain. In the earlier stages, it causes some memory loss. And as it develops, it leads to the loss in the ability to perform certain activities of daily living. Patricia Strickland says roughly 50% of her patients have either Alzheimer's or some form of dementia. Strickland explains the behavior signs you might see in an elderly person that might have Alzheimer's.
They forget where they put their keys, or they forget where they park their car.
44% of the missing endangered persons in Florida are recovered in the same county. 48% are recovered in a different county, and 8% are found in a different state. She talks about an individual who had Alzheimer's who was coming home from church one Sunday afternoon.
She was out in the middle of nowhere, and she ended up leaving her car and dying of exposure to the elements.
In order to have a person with Alzheimer's driver's license revoked, their doctor will need to send their patient's information to the medical review board. After they review the documents, they will send a required test that person will need to pass to the Department of Motor Vehicle. Melody Carter is the COO of the Tax Collector's Office of St. Lucie County, which is in charge of administrating driver's tests. She says if they don't meet the requirements of the test, their driver's license is revoked immediately.
A lot of them cry. They carry on. They want you to know now how they're going to get to the doctor, how they're going to get to the grocery store.
Carter understands how difficult it could be for families to stop their loved ones from driving.
You know, and they're actually scared to do it, or that's a hard move to make against your mother, father, or grandfather. I mean, like I said, you're altering their whole life.
Dane Morris is a sergeant with the Indian River County Sheriff's Office, and he tells us about the project Lifesaver that helps them find missing endangered persons quickly.
Actual transmitting device, and we're able to track them and go right to them.
Even though the Lifesavers program has helped, Sergeant Morris is not in favor of Alzheimer patients being on the road. He tells us why.
Usually they end up running out of gas or stopping somewhere, appearing confused.
Despite the dangers of a person with Alzheimer's being on the road, the Silver Alert program has been able to provide leads to law enforcement to recover the endangered persons. For an archive of this story, visit our website at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.